Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Eric Hatch, the owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching.
See, what I like is you got the real estate as a foundation, and then you're able to branch into these other areas. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the Hatch Coaching, which I call it Hatch Speaking, because what I've seen is you go up and you speak to companies, you speak to organizations. And talk to me a little bit about that, and let's talk about your TEDxing, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so TEDx is a platform. TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. And so there's independent events that happen all around. And I got to host slash MC the Fargo TEDx event, which is one of the biggest and most prolific TEDxes in the entire world. From that, I had the opportunity to go and speak at TEDx Brookings. And at TEDx Brookings down in South Dakota, I had the opportunity to talk about anything I wanted. They gave me a platform for about 12 minutes to speak on what my passion was. And I didn't talk about business, and I didn't talk about teamwork, although those things are important to me. Instead, I talked about transparency, and I talked about being authentic to the things in your life and owning the hot mess that you are. And Jason, you and I have been friends for most of my life, and you and I are walking dumpster fires of hot messes.
We are hot messes.
And there comes a time in our life when we want to hide from that. And we don't want the world to see that we're broken. And for me, it was really difficult to hide. I've messed up big time, and I found that other people were telling my story for me, and I was really irate with that. And so I decided that I needed to be the author of my story, and the only way I could do that is to be fully transparent. Now, I'm fully transparent in the business world, in my professional world, but in my private world too. People know what they get, and I'm not trying to hide behind a false image. I'm grossly insecure. I have confidence in some areas, but I'm still that kid who needs affirmation and love from his parents and all those other things, and I don't have that anymore. And so I take all that and I bundle it up, and I get the opportunity to communicate with people. So whether it's businesses or conventions, drawing people together, if I have the chance to speak, because I have a coaching business where I'm one-on-one with people, but I also have a public speaking business and a motivational business that works on connecting people to the core of what they need. And I think that most companies, most organizations are hurting for culture. And they're hurting for leadership. And there's a disconnect somewhere in between one group and another. And I can only speak of the world that I'm in. In almost the last 4 years, I've hired over 40 people, and I have over a 90% retention rate with what we're doing. And so there's proof in the pudding right now, Jason. I think that people are able to see that what we're doing is different than other people, and it's catering to the millennial audience. It's catering to how people are now approaching the business world, and it's different than how it was yesterday. And so we're, I think, on the forefront of that.
When I look at the industries I've covered, oil and gas, cannabis, actually, I've been covering that industry for the last 3 years. UAS, the drones in the sky, those three industries, honestly, are going through a paradigm shift. When I say paradigm shift, that is would be equivalent to when computers came out, to where you literally are doing everything differently. And that, of course, has a trickle-down effect. And I see you grasping it early. I saw you grasp it early. I think that you have rewritten how real estate is going to be done and how speaking is going to be done. Talk to me about, are you doing corporate junctures, or are you kind of doing a consulting type of a thing where actually when you're up on stage, it's almost like you're, let's say you got a chamber or you got an economic development audience, okay? To me, it would seem like you would be a speaker consultant to them, because do you talk about how you changed real estate?
The conversation that I get the privilege of presenting when I'm talking to people, has to do with going from A to Z and the speed in which we've done it and the way in which we've done it. Fortunately, I'm at a point right now, Jason, where the story tells itself in a sense. I've been a full-time realtor for less than 6 years, and I've gone from being an independent agent, running a business that was about a $200,000 business my first year, to now we're over a $4 million business in less than 6 years in the state of North Dakota. We're the third fastest growing company in North Dakota, according to the Inc. 5000. We're the number 50 real estate team in the entire country, and there's over a million realtors in this country, and I rank up there in the top 50.
To listen to the full-length interview with Eric Hatch, the owner of Hatch Realty and Hatch Coaching, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Not letting this moment pass.
Up on the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Front porch sale, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Make no money giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Belfield, North Dakota on Tuesday, February 28th and meet MBI. Fill up your cup and learn more about this premier oilfield services company in western North Dakota. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, and floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits,
benefits and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com or meet MBI at the Sweet Crude Travel Center on Tuesday, February 28th.